ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Devastating floods have now killed more than 100 people in southern Brazil as rescuers search for dozens still missing. World Vision is on the ground and Luiz Corzo is the response director at World Vision Brazil. Luiz, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Good morning for all of you.
Many have been left without access to communications, no drinking water, electricity. What's the situation like on the ground where you are?
Yeah, the situation is very critical. We are facing probably the worst climate-related emergency in the south part of the country. The Rio Grande do Sul state were affected practically in the 95% of all its territory, affecting more than 1.4 million people. At this moment, as you said before, we are seeing how the numbers of deaths are rising during the days, having more than 100 people confirmed as dead, and a lot of people are without water and without food. So the situation is very critical. We are in the middle of a calamity state, not just only regionally, but also at national level.
How difficult are these conditions for people to get help?
It's very difficult because the floods has affected the access to the cities in all the ways possible. For example, the airports are closed because they are covered by water. The streets are collapsed too, and in some places we have seen how the water and the rivers are turning impossible to access to the remote cities, but also the more populated centers as Porto Alegre, for example. So the only way to reach them is with the support of the civil protection system and also the local authorities, because at this moment, some forecasts are showing us that the rains are going to continue during the coming days. So practically we are not going outside of the emergency. We are practically starting, and some other rains can be on the region in the next couple of hours.
What are you calling from governments and the private sector in Brazil to intervene here?
Yeah, in fact, the situation was so impacting when you see the pictures and when you see the videos, then the entire civil society is mobilized to support all the people affected. The civil society is mobilized in different ways, trying to reach all the affected population through donations, through volunteers' activities, reaching organizations, for example, as World Vision that is on the ground supporting children and other families, and also directly to the government. Because as we mentioned before, the calamity state practically determines that the state don't have enough resource to support all the people in need.
How many years might this recovery effort take?
Well, I guess that this is very difficult to say, because as the scientists are mentioning right now, we still have rains in the region, and because the geographically position of this state, some other phenomena like cold winds and another activities could expand or continue the emergency situation during a lot of more time. The water levels are decreasing very, very slow. So some forecasts are saying that maybe in the next month, we are going to see the rivers reducing their levels. So it's very uncertain where we are going to see the cities without water.
The Associated Press reported some residents have refused to leave belongings behind while others returned to evacuated homes despite the risk of new storms. Is that a significant number of people, do you think?
Well, In fact, I guess that for the people that are trying to stay in the houses, it's very difficult because they were affected in the previous 9 months with another flood that is not as severe as this one, but they recently started to recover from that event, and they are suffering a new event right now. So psychologically, for them, this is a giant shock, right? So we understand that they would like to stay in their houses, but really, that's impossible right now. Some areas are without water, without electricity, and there is no expectations to have a regular communications with them. So they have no choice.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
Luiz Corzo is the response director at World Vision Brazil.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.